I hope you don't mind, but rise and shine. You know, it's pretty late to be waking up, and I gotta take good care of you. What kind of a boyfriend would I be if I just let you sleep the day away and I... Well, yeah, of course I feel that way. I missed you so much that as much as I'd like for my intentions to be good, I woke you up because I missed you. Gaming by myself, it's just not as fun. Don't look at me like that. I didn't wake you up just to play games, no. I realized that, for the most part, all my toxic habits that I slowly grew out of, you still struggle with them, huh? Don't worry about it. I mean, honestly, I think you're doing better than me. Even though I worded it like I somehow am further in this race. No, I think if anything, you've helped me break out of so many difficult situations. So many things that I never thought I'd be rid of. And look at me, all thanks to you. I feel so free, so happy. But today's definitely not about me. I know what you might be thinking, but it's not that. I don't want some kind of special treatment, or even something from your wildest, naughtiest dreams. I might be a guy, but I like your wholesome side just as much. I want to appreciate you for more than mere sexual attraction. I want it to be something where we both feel like equals, but more than that, I want to be... Why is this so... It's so embarrassing if I think about it. But I don't just want to be the first guy you've ever dated. And I definitely don't want to be a bad example of what it means to be your best friend and your boyfriend. But I want to be the last one. And I know I might be a little toxic about it. A little too far. Maybe it's because I've played one too many RPGs and I got a taste for having someone all to myself. Those games where you can get someone that looks almost like you. It was never quite as good though. That feeling. And no matter how many times I tried to create you, when I was missing you, before we moved in together, I tried a million times, but they never felt like you. You make me feel in ways most of life just doesn't. I guess it's a bit brutal to say, but you're one of the few things in life that interests me. Don't worry about that. I told you it's nothing. What? Are you going to get mad at me or something? Taking care of you. Ignoring my cough. If I say I'm fine, would you believe me? I actually don't feel too bad, but... You can't just kiss someone I'm sick, but I guess maybe that's my fault. I personally think it's allergies, but you better not catch my cold. Understood, Pudding. Don't look at me like that. I mean, come on. You know, if you act like that, of course I'm gonna feel my heart race. The fact that you care about me, the fact that you're always trying so hard, and I mean so hard for me. I know what you're thinking, even if you don't say a word. I know. Hey, Pudding, do you think 10 years down the line we'll be smiling together just like this? Maybe even doing something we couldn't dream of. All that schooling, all that college has to amount to something, right? And just thinking about it, getting that game scholarship, I'm happy I did. And I'm glad you're so supportive of it. I mean, there's so many people who would look at what I'm doing. Hell, even my own family sometimes. They see me as only a half success, someone trying to do something that they barely understand, but it's because they don't try and understand it like you do. I know maybe gaming might have been something you encountered earlier. Maybe it's something you like too, and it's a mutual thing we share. But even if it wasn't, even if you were just doing it for me, I'd appreciate that you came down to my level. Not trying to say it's negative. Maybe my family, their unintentional negativity made me somewhere along the lines think of it negatively. It's different with you. I feel so at home in these arms. I just gotta snuggle. Pudding, you're mine. And I'm not sharing. I hate sharing. I hate always having to be so mature. Always having to be the guy that everyone sees as having it together. It's just like the volleyball days. I know what you're thinking. I do have my shit together. But even if I do, doesn't mean I always want to be the guy everyone looks to rely on. You relying on me feels different, because I rely on you too. And it feels so warm. It doesn't feel like cold indifference, like the feeling when you're connected on a level you can't quite put into words. Let's just say, I'm really glad that between the two of us, we managed to always be fair to each other, you know? I told you, you don't have to worry so much. It's nothing like that. I actually feel better than fine. Only concerned that you might have caught my cold. In which case, I hope you know, I'm going to be kind of upset. Not for that reason. Not for any reason you might think. But because then I for sure know I was the one to get you sick. So it's my responsibility to then take care of you all through it. And I don't want you thinking that I'd... Well, never mind. No, it's embarrassing. I just... Don't look so happy to see me. A blushing mess. Look, it's just... I'll do everything to take care of you. But I still haven't gotten used to seeing you. I don't know where to place my eyes when you look like that. It's not your fault. It's just kind of provocative. It's because you're so attractive. You make me almost lose my mind. And for what it's worth, I'm glad. For all the times that I got to make you do the same. And all the times in the future I will. You know I don't stop halfway. Not anymore. I regretted it too much last time. When I almost... Is it that fun looking at me freaking out? Just don't be surprised if I turn things around. I always was the underdog with things. And you right now, as sexy as you look, is absolutely attractive to me in ways I can't even put into words. I want to do everything to you right now. And if I was more crazy, no, I can't say that. Because I'm sick of saying if I was this or that. But I might just eat you up. I might just take the small of your back, the tender bits of your neck, up and down, those perfect arms, and that tummy that's more kissable by the day. And those legs, those thighs. Every inch of you is so kissable, like... Just look at how much you make me feel. You can see it, can't you? In this plainest day, you've made me... I love this feeling. And I want you to feel only for me anymore. Because I know there's been people who hit on you. And I know you're way out of my league, but I won't let a single person ever have that satisfaction. Not because I'm petty. Not even because my jealousy. But because I want that kind of relationship where I can make you lose your mind only for me. I want to feel every little movement, every breath, every bated moment that makes you feel like you're gonna melt. I want to be the one responsible. And I want to lock you away and tie you up. I have toxic thoughts sometimes, and I'm plain as day admitting it. It's just, I won't apologize for them, because even if they're toxic and wrong, even if I'm just some kind of, well, over-obsessed boyfriend, I want you all to myself in the worst way. And I know sometimes I might be unhinged, and sometimes I might threaten people. But make sure you know, when it comes to you, it's not a threat. If they get near you, I don't know what I would do. Well, it's actually the opposite. I do know what I would do, and it scares me. Because I want to be with you, not rotting in a cell somewhere. All because I couldn't control those toxic feelings of wanting you all to myself. Can you ever forgive me for feeling this way? No, you shouldn't say it like that. Don't you realize? It's toxic and just where did you come to that conclusion? Perhaps we're both just that crazy. In a good way, I'd say. As long as we're crazy about each other, then we don't have anything to worry about. Trust. Trust is something I've only ever given to you fully. No one else can ever say that I've trusted them like that. And I know maybe that sounds a little bad, but it's true. Because as much as I should care about other people, as much as I try to, I just can't. You're that muse in my mind, that itch I can never scratch enough. And even then, I feel it. That feeling that even if I'm crazy, you'll be crazy right beside me. That these feelings, as toxic and maddening as they are, you wouldn't condemn me or ever abandon me for them, would you? Pudding, baby, you're mine. Mine. And I refuse to share even a moment anymore. 'Cause fuck all of them. As much as I never thought I'd be so vocal. I realized I was a pushover for so long. And I'm not saying I'm changing into some kind of, well, person that I'm not. I'm just saying that I won't beat around the bush anymore. I won't hold back when it comes to you, but that means I might be toxic, baby, and I know what you're saying. I know you say not to apologize for it, but you have to understand this side of me, it might be dangerous. Sexy and dangerous. Well, I'm glad at least you can find it that way. It's so ingrained in me to have something that's mine, to crave you almost 24/7, and I replace those cravings with those games sometimes because I want to feel like somehow, some way, I'm not just imagining it. That finally, for once in my life, I can finally feel that there's someone just for me, and that someone is so incredibly perfect that it's intimidating sometimes. And I think my possessive side, my toxic tendencies to want to keep you all to myself, I've wrestled with them a million times since I've met you. I almost want to be that monster. That monster that capitalizes on your time in all of these ways that you can't even imagine. I think if I was just a little more unhinged, you'd see a side to me. Something that might scare you, and that's what I worry about. I don't want to be that kind of guy that ruins this wonderful fairy tale romance that I never thought I would get, that I dreamed of since I was little. I know a lot of kids, they don't really see romance like that, but because my family was broken, because there were so many things that I didn't have growing up. I'm not saying it was the worst life, but it was empty. Much of the reason why I struggle with expressing myself is because of that. And only with you do I feel like I can. Do I feel like I'm real? I feel like otherwise, if not for you, I'd disappear. I'd be nothing but a bot, playing games. It doesn't matter how good I am at something. It doesn't replace that empty feeling. Life without love, it's tough. And I know this wasn't supposed to be about me, but God, you saved me, Pudding. You saved me. And I can't put it into words really well, because when I feel emotions, I feel overwhelmed, and I have trouble opening up like that. But with you, it feels almost too easy that I start doubting myself, thinking that I'm being fake, and then it goes full circle again. I tackle that toxicity inside of me, but it's part of me. It's a part of me from that empty childhood. And now that we're both grown, now that we finally started to understand who we are as people, I just feel like I'm so far behind that way. And my expression just, it's hard to say what I want to. That's why right now I thank you. I know. I ramble when I'm nervous, and especially when I'm unsure of what to do next, and I don't want this to seem like I'm just forcing this or that. It's so much more natural with you. I'm afraid that somehow my lack of expression all around would just scare you away or bore you. I've sat in the mirror so many times trying to practice how to express myself, but I realized it's not something that can just be fixed. It's not something that's right away, and it's definitely not something I can fix overnight. And I'm sorry if I've ever been that way, but you didn't have to say that, dummy. You don't have to be so nice to me. If you are, then I don't know what to say. I don't know what to do. I struggle with what it means to be a person, and I think that kind of struggle isn't something that I know how to share yet, but I'm working on it. I'm trying so, so hard. I want to be the man of your dreams, even if you say I am already. Even if you say I'm good enough, maybe it's that toxicity, but somewhere deep down, I still struggle with my own belief. I believe your words, and I believe in you, but I still am not sure how to behave in such a way that... What do you mean? You really like me, love me even, just the way I am. You can't just go saying that. Aren't I boring sometimes? Doesn't my lack of expression make me sound like a zombie? Really? You mean that? Yeah, I guess I'm proving otherwise right now, huh? The fact that I'm tearing up right now. The fact that I can feel myself. I guess it's just trauma and things to get past, but I guess I just don't like hiding my insecurities, because I did that all my life. God, and this was supposed to be about taking care of you. I'm sorry. No. I won't. I won't apologize. And you, I love you just the way you are. There isn't a single thing I would change, so don't you dare think that I want you to change either. Just like you accepted me for me, I accept you for you. I love you for you. And that's why I'm gonna make sure you take good care of yourself too. Cause I know you get apathetic. I know sometimes it seems like you view yourself as a lost cause. Trust me, I know how that feels like. But it's not over. It's never over, and it's never too late. You're beautiful inside and out. Handsome. So incredibly cute that I get lost just looking at you. Sometimes I even watch you sleep, and I know that might make me seem a little creepy, but it's only because if I wake up from a bad dream, I look at you and I want to make sure you're okay. I have this reoccurring nightmare sometimes, and just a dreadful thought of what if I saw you there and you weren't breathing, and I just dread it so much. So I gotta make sure you take care of yourself. I'm sure you can understand. No way. You too. I guess we both have that fear. It's maybe a little common. I don't know. But the anxiety, it's so hard to get past, right? But I guess that's why we might be perfect for each other. It's kind of a nice touch, isn't it? That feeling of being found, being seen, I really can't get enough of you. You're so cute like this. Everything you've done from the moment I've met you, I can say you've never been not cute. And, well, I do have a few critiques though. I want to see you take better care of yourself, so I'm going to give you, well, I'm going to take care of you, not so much give you something. I'm going to make sure you do it, from waking up at a good time, to washing your face and brushing your teeth. I'm going to make sure you do everything. Got it? Sure, I might get a little strict, but it's for your own good, got it? I had to learn it too, and the hard way. I didn't have a super amazing lover teaching me it. I taught myself, so, well, you should be thankful for that. But we still have unfinished business on the subject of you making me feel like this. You have some explaining to do, you know. I told you. It's not gonna be that easy. It never is, but if it was, would you have any appreciation for it? Like, kissing. How clumsy we started out. But look at us now. Now it feels like heaven. Which I definitely want more of. I like what when you stay like this. I love it even. I want more so bad. Would it be too much to ask if I take all of you, every last inch, and drown you in kisses and love and the most filthy and innocent things I could possibly think of doing right now, unapologetically? Then be sure to savor every gift, every touch, every feeling from your loving to obsessed toxic boyfriend. Selfish, but even now I crave you. That body, irresistible. The more I can make that heart race, the more I get to make you feel each breath a little more than the last, reverberating off that wondrous pair of lungs you got. God, I'm weird. Who compliment someone's lungs in a situation like this? Not my most sexy move, but maybe this is. Savor that touch, those lips placed where it counts. Savor me, darling. Savor me. God, you make me ache. My looks of that, I do the same to you. You're so cute when you're barely able to hold back your voice. Barely able to hold back anything. I don't want you to be able to hold back. I want to make you lay it all bare. Right now. Right in this filthy, wholesome little moment. That's it, buddy. Darling. Just like that. Keep tempo. I know, baby. I know it's hard to think of anything else. And I like it that way. I like it that way a lot. Just like I like your face when we make this bed. Oh, when we make it creak. Oh, when I get to feel you. When we get to make this day feel so alive. I love you and these cuddles and your touch. And everything feels so right with you. I love you, darling. I love you so much. And I want you to always love just me too. I want you, only you. That's it. That's it. My pudding. Oh, mine. Oh, you're so cute like this, buddy. And even if I'm not feeling 100%, if I'm on my feelings, you take me out and you put me into my happy place. Now I want to put you into your, into a nice little place where we can be connected like this, where we can feel like one, where we can feel alive. You're so cute like this, darling. I love you. I love you. I need you so, so bad. So much for round one, but it would never be good just to leave it like that, right? You can be honest with me, Pudding. If you're not satisfied, I'll be honest. It wouldn't be us if it was over so quick, would it? That was just level one, and I think I want to take you all the way to level 10. Maybe 100. Maybe 999. Either way, let's see how far we can get on this cute little co-op match. I love you, Pudding. And I think I'm gonna love you even more in a moment when I peel away at all the hesitation and get to see you in your element. I'm gonna love every second, every last second of this. You ready for level two? Trust me, darling. It's gonna be a difficult one, but it should be pretty fun facing such a long level together. Want it? Pudding. Damn. Just look at how much of an effect I've had on you so far, and we've barely done anything. All that kissing, right on that spot. It seems like you're raring to go. It's so fucking cute how that place twitches just for me. I know I'm toxic, but fuck. I love the fact that I make you feel it physically. That there's that nasty little side to things that you can't even deny the feeling of what I make you feel. And trust me, baby, look at me. You see this fat cock twitching. You see how pent up your man is, and that's after emptying my balls inside you once already. And just look at me, baby. Look at me with those sexy eyes. Oh, you looking is enough to make me so fucking close. So close, baby. Touch yourself. Get that sloppy seconds, and I want to see you play with my cum that's dripping from inside you. I want to see you put it right back inside. I don't want to see a drip of my cum escape when you put those fingers in that dripping, sopping wet, cum-filled hole. Oh, baby. Oh, God. Seeing you like that. Seeing you play with the sloppy second stripping. Oh, I love the way you play with yourself. I love the way you touch yourself for me. I love the fact that you're so fucking destroyed already. You like watching me stroke that cock, yeah? Baby, look at me. Yeah, darling. I want to see those eyes fixate. You like that? When I play with my cock like this. When I stroke it for you. When I tease myself just right. Oh, pudding. Let's make a mess just like that. I want to come all over that sexy face. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. You see that? Back and forth, stroking up and down that cock. Yeah, baby. Oh, fuck yeah. I love the way you look at me. Yeah, and I love the way you please and tease yourself. Tease yourself for me, baby. Oh, look at all that cum all over the place. Oh, those noises. Oh. Oh, yeah. Oh, you sound so full, baby. So full of me, and I love it. I fucking love it, yeah. 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 Oh, don't fucking stop. I fucking love the way that you let out your voice like that. I want to hear those breaths. I want to feel. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, rubbing against those thighs, too. It's like we're touching without touching. Oh, we're so close to bumping and grinding, but it's so far away, and I love it. I want that focus to be on every little detail like this. Oh, yeah, push my cum inside you like that. Yeah, play with that. You feel that sticky, warm cum all over your fingers. Ooh. Shove it deeper in that hole. Ooh, yeah. Oh, you're so sexy. Oh, you make me so hot, baby. You make me so fucking hard. You make me so fucking hard, you. Oh, God. Oh, God, yeah. Oh, God, yeah. Oh, pudding. That's my darling. Yes, yes. Oh, fuck, yes. Oh, fuck, yes. You're getting close, baby. Me too. Me too. I want to come all over those thighs. I want to come inside you again. I want to fill you up so you can play with it some more, yeah? Even more. Let's keep stuffing you all day. Yeah, you like that. You want to watch and feel as my cock twitches, yeah? Oh, I'll shove it in last second. I'll shove it in last second. And I'll make you feel every twitch, every spurt of my hot semen deep inside you. God. Oh, yes. Just like that, baby. Just like that, baby. Yeah. Oh, you're so warm. Oh. Oh, I love that feeling. Your skin. Oh, makes such a good. Oh, God. Yeah, you want it. You want this, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, in there, baby. Oh, those legs of yours are shaking. You like that? You like that? You like that my cum's gonna fill you up any second, yeah? You like that friction? You like that we're fucking like this to fill you up more? Oh, I love filling you up like this, baby. Oh, take it all. Oh, so much going inside you. Still more. Gotta get it nice and deep inside that hole. Oh, there's so much. Oh, there's so much inside you, baby. Yeah. Oh, so much inside you. Oh, you feel that? Yeah, I'm slipping onto you. Get those hands to work. Ooh, you don't want it out, do you? Ooh, holding me back like that. Well, suit yourself. Sloppy fourths are as good as sloppy seconds, right? I feel all that come from before swishing around inside you as I pump you full of this fucking hard dick. You love my cock, don't you? You love my cock, don't you? Oh, I love you. I love you so much. You make me feel so good. Oh, darling. Pudding. Fuck. 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 Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Oh yeah, milk me then, baby. Fuck yeah, fuck me. Bounce up and down on that cock, yeah. Don't let a single drop of my cum escape, baby. Fuck, can't hold it. Oh, it's coming, so much cum. Pudding, darling. Never came so much at once. Still coming. Fuck. Pudding. Yeah. Just like that. Look at how full you are. Ooh. I love seeing you this full. I love it so much. I love you so much. Yes, baby, I love you so much. I feel it so much. That's it. I want you to remember this feeling. Or actually, I want you to forget, so that next time it makes you make such a lewd expression all over again. A fucked out face like that. Oh god. You make me want to go again. If I could only feel my legs right now. Oh, that's it. Always wild in bed, aren't you, Pudding? But I like that. No, I love it. It's so you. And that's what makes it so much more than just a fuck. It's making love, isn't it? Pudding. Uh-huh. of this idea. And I need more. More of your lips. More of your breath. More of your love. Darling.